Okay, I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna start again in the riff. Stop your professional off. And we're gonna go in order. I see we skipped some stuff. So let's take the first of all. Okay.
In the riff, Rabbi?
Yeah, in the riff. I do the riff and nothing else.
Okay. So the riff says, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos V'remini Mitzvaseh Manetach Hama Kadesh Yismach Gula Tfila V'nim to Mispal Bayom. The contradiction is a braisa which says that the real mitzvah is netzach hama. So non tochatos. So the mitzvah is kitanya hi la vasikin. Dom Rabbi Yochanan vasikin hai gomeros ima netzach hama.
Okay. So meantime they have one machoidus. Whether it's tochatos, shachos, or whether it's still down the shelf. Yeah. Let's take
Okay. So Rinya says, Tfilas HaShachar Chatzos, the Sfirle the Tanakama, the Tamash HaShachar Karva Chatzos, the Dain Boker Mikri. So the Chachamim hold that it's still the Shem Boker and Tochatzos, and therefore the Tfil Shachar is parallel to the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Abashos, it's really the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Karbala Ad Abashos Bufat.
One second. Where are you?
In the Binyana?
Yeah.
I just read the Binyana Mishnah. Did you want me to read the Binyana on the Gemara, not the Binyana on the Mishnah?
No, on the Mishnah.
Okay. So I just read the first two.
Oh, the first
two? Yeah. Tfilas HaShachar and Tochatzos.
Yeah.
And reviewed all the Tfilas HaShachar and Tel Arashos because the focus is when the Tamash HaShachar was Nekra.
Okay, so Tanakama holds that the Tumen Shel Shachar was called Al Chatzos. That's okay. Rabban. The Zion Boker Mikri. It still is considered Boker. For the Yudhoma, Adal Chos. This really. The Tumen Shel Shachar ain't no Korov. Ela Rabba shows Duvad. Okay, so I mean, it's really difficult to explain the theoretical machlokes here. Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that Rabbi Yona doesn't say Mikri Yom, he just Sphere Lay.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. I don't think we have enough to go with to make him a focus and swallow. So let's go on to the next one.
Rabbi?
Yep.
I'm just curious. I'm not familiar with the issue by Tumen Shel Shachar. But shouldn't we look at the machlokas by the Tumen Shel Shachar to possibly gain some insight, and maybe that will reflect onto this machlokas?
What's that?
shouldn't we, if we wanted to understand this machlokas, couldn't we look at the very base machlokas that this is based upon, about Tamat Shachar, and look over there for any insight?
Yeah, but
because I'm sorry.
Where is? We don't really have any area. You have it in front of you.
I'm sorry.
We have it in front of us. There's no elaboration on it.
By Talmud, there's no elaboration on it there?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Then that's it. Right, you are.
Yeah, there's no elaboration.
Okay.
Okay, let's go further.
Okay, further in where, Rebbe?
In the Rebbe Yom.
On Tfilas HaMincha, Harav?
Yeah.
Okay. Tfilas HaMincha al ha'erev, ein lefarish ad yitzias kochavim, shehu layla mamash. Da'al karcha, islam lemeimar da'ad erev amr bakan, ein ratzalomar ela ad shkias achama. So the Rabbanan aren't holding until tzeis, they're holding that tfilas HaMincha goes till shkia. Mishim d'hachem rinam bezvachem, minayin ledam shnissel b'shkias achama v'chu. Rotzalomer de mishkias acham ve'ilach ein azman zrikas dam talmud shabein harbayim. So you see the dam of the karban is nifsal at shkia.
Right.
So you see the end of the zman of the talmud is really shkias acham. Utfilas hamincha he can neged talmud shabein harbayim. So therefore the most rabbanan could possibly hold is shkia. If ikar talmud is zrikas adam. And the Ikar Talmud, the essential aspect of the Talmud, the Kiyum of the Talmud, is really in the Zrika, not the Akhtar Simurim. Vichi, Kehi, Shizrika Zadam, Ein Zman El Ashkia Sachama, Hachanami, Tfilas HaMincha, Shinishkina Kenegda, Ein Zman El Ashkia Sachama Dovad.
Yes, it will come out that the Tfilas HaMincha will be commensurate with the Korban Talmud Shabbat HaBayim. And the Korban Talmud Shabbat HaBayim, he came in Marcus after Shia. Because the Dam is Nifsal, the Shia Sahama. So that's very straightforward. So
what if you shechted it after Shkia?
No, Kol Vachomer. If when it exists, it's Nifsal. It can't become kosher afterwards.
Well, maybe I'm saying there's no psalina if it never became dam until after Shkia.
What's that?
No, I'm just, it's his raya just shows you that if it was shechted beforehand, then he hadn't been zrika, it would be possible at shkia. But his raya doesn't really show you can't shecht it after shkia.
His raya is in the regular case.
His raya only shows you have to. No.
What's that?
His raya only shows you if you shechted it before shkia and you hadn't done zrika, then the dam would be nifsal at shkia. Because
it's dam is nifsal by shkia, kal vachomer can't become kosher after shkia. So that's straightforward. Okay. So what's the machlokes? Everybody should hold that it's kosher to shkia. Why does the Tana Kama hold that it's not kosher I don't know. the Tanakhama holds that it's that truth and truth and answer is the one. Pragma.
You mean Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda is not talking about
Hukkah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Rabbi Huda is not talking about Hukkah. So that means that's an hour and a quarter before, so. An hour and a quarter before, right? So it would be like if you have a regular day. So if you have a regular day.
If you have a day from 6 to 6, it would be 4:45.
It would be 4:45.
So, what's your question, Rabbi?
So, how do you define the machlokes? I understand if you say 4 hours, so you're saying that the dam is nisal in 4 hours. But if I say plaga mincha, why then?
So I think that there's a Tosos, Rabbi, that starts to explain Rabbi Yehuda's position.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Tosos is on Chav Vav Amud Beis, the second Tosos from the bottom.
Yeah.
So he says there it's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tefillah is connected to the Ketores. Yeah, because Tikkun Tefillah Sikitar Zofanacha.
Yeah.
That's how he tries to explain the position of Plaga Mincha. And I guess the Ketores they brought, that's when they brought the Ketores or something like that.
Isn't there another Shah? Doesn't somebody say because that's when they usually brought the carbon tumid?
You mean generalists when they brought it?
Yeah.
I mean, the riff kind of has, he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha Shrei Tamid Shel Bein Abayim Hayikar Velech Ad Plaga Mincha. I don't know what he means by it.
Before I saw, I didn't look at this yesterday, but I thought I remembered this. Just give me a sec. Does the Rambam explain in the Pirush Mishnayos or in the Yad?
Give me a look. Actually, the Gemara takes it up and says anything. Terabunim.
Well, Tesis is a question. Tesis on Chav Vav Amud Beis, I plug a mincha.
Right.
So, take Tesis. Tema.
It says Tema, Minaleha. How would the Gemara know that? That means the actual plug a mincha. If Rabbi Yehuda held that it really meant Ad V'lo Ad B'chol, I guess. The Ados is non have a just mincha micha dain micha katana. That's when they actually brought the carbon. Aval ha minale. But here, where would they get the shita for plaga mincha? Just a random zman. Rather, a totally random time. So v'yesh lomar de b'yehuda sfirle de tefila keneged ketoris tiknua. Tichsev tikan tefila si ketoris lefanecha.
Was
I guess because they usually brought the carbon mincha at mincha ketana, which is 9.5 hours. So by the time they finished with the carbon and all that, and they got to the ketorah, so it was probably around plaga mincha.
And the Rambam doesn't say anything on it?
No, I'll check the Rambam in a second. You want to show, you think the Mishnah Torah be or the Perish of Shnayat? Perish of
Shnayat.
Perish of Shnayat, okay.
The Perish of Shnayat.
Do you have it? No? Okay. You got it. The Rambam says it appears. Rashi and Mincha Ketana Chavama Beis. Rashi Mincha Ketana Zman Tamash Ben Arba'ya B'chol Yom Mikisha Shas Mechza Mala. Titnam B'tamanishcha Nishcha B'shmona Mechza V'kar B'teisha Mechza. That's in the first time.
So they shechted when 2:30.
Right.
And the curve when 3:30.
Right.
So therefore, you could do it until when?
4:45.
So four, how do you get 4:45?
That's Tosis' problem. That's like, isn't that the question? Like, where does that time come from?
It means like a mincha.
Right, it's just a random time, but it doesn't correspond to anything.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they're on the Pirish Mishnah, so I don't think it really explains anything about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe we'll come back. Okay, to take the Rabbeinu.
Okay.
Is it the Pirish Mishnah or no?
No.
Okay.
Rabbeinu of which one? Tfilas of Hashem L'Sef and Kol Yom?
David Kamara?
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I think the Rambam in the Peirush Mishnayos does say something.
Yeah,
he says, V'nikris ha-tfila ha-shniya mincha l'fi she-tchilas zmana ba-oso eis. Is he saying that the reason why it's until plag is because that's the beginning of the zman?
That's right. I mean, that's the beginning of the process.
Right.
So he holds that the tefillah goes by the beginning of the process. And that was when? That was what time? Plag. That was plag, right?
Yes.
So the question is, do you go by the Zman that they were Makrovid, that began the Maisach Rebbe, or do you go by the Zman in which is Kosher due to the Shlita? That's what the Rambam seems to say. I thought I remember the Rambam like that.
Isn't the Rambam explaining when they did the Shechita, 2.5 hours left? It's different, it's called Mincha.
I mean, they did the Shechita at 2:30.
Or 3:30, or?
Yeah, well, what does Ram say?
Perish Plag Chatsi. Mincha, Shem Nofal, Ace, and Etusi Hayom. Vuhu kishin nisha bayom shatayim mechta zmanios. Yes, 2.5 hours. In the graves, hatzvi. Well, 2.5 hours is not. That's mincha ketana, no?
That's mincha
ketana. Right. Vinikras hatzvila sashnia mincha. Vifisha tchila zmana ba'oso es.
So what time was it? Plag was 2.5 hours before the day is over.
Well, plag is an hour. Plag haMincha kishenitah b'yom shav v'reva azmanios.
All right, You take the plag and split it in half.
Right.
2.5 hours, so you're left with an hour. So you have an hour and a quarter. So it's an hour.
But
it's
not really.
It's an hour and a quarter before the day is over.
Right. He's not really explaining what plag has to do. What's the significance of plag?
So an hour and a quarter before the day is over. So when is the day over? By Shkia, correct?
Right.
So the Shkia is 4 o'clock.
Make it six to six. It's easier that way.
What's that?
Make the day 6 to 6. It's easier that way.
16. Okay, so. When is Plag?
Plag is 4:45, and Mincha Ketana is 3:30.
Mincha Ketana is 4:45.
Now Mincha Ketana is at 3:30.
He goes, you have an hour and a quarter left in the day. At 4:45.
Plag would be 4:45, right? Mincha Ketana would be 3:30.
Right. So. Reb Yehuda holds you makriv until sunset. Until Shkiyas Hachama.
Until Plag.
Well, Shkiyas Hachama can sometimes come before Plag, sometimes afterwards. Correct?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right? Sometimes it can come before, sometimes it can come afterwards. So that's why you have machlokes. When the Shkiyas Hachama comes after Plag. So according to the Tanna Kamma, it can only be machlokes until Plag. According to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as the Shkiyah didn't take place, it's still Yom. So. It will be kosher. Correct?
What do you mean? Doesn't Shkia always occur after Plag?
Shkia occurs after Plag? All the time?
You're right, by definition. Because Plag is an hour and a quarter Shazmanios before Shkia.
That's right. So does the Rambam explain the reason?
For Plag HaMincha itself? I don't think so. Maybe John, you saw something there?
On the second read, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, actually.
It's not clear. I love a Muslim leader. Let's go for it.
Okay. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi?
Yeah.
Okay. B'shem Musafim kol yom. B'gavim mincha lo amru kol yom. B'nish ein zman el mishesh shal semechza umala. So it didn't say by mincha it's kol yom because it's its zman is really only from 12:30, right? 6.5 hours and on. B'shem Musafim zman el kol yom. Musafim really is the whole day. El Shiyesh, right from the morning to the till Shkia. El Shiyesh Lahakim Tfilas Yotzer. Is that a typo? Okay. Tfilas Yotzer, Tchila, Shehi Dvar Yom Biyomo, Kedemim Brachos, Minayin Linsacham, Shekarvu, Shekraven Baboker, Bechulo. So I guess he's saying why you should put Shachar before Musa?
Yeah, what does Taisa say?
Matosis on the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Okay. Tosis. Tfilas Shachar Chatzos, Chavav Min Alef. Tfilas Minchat Erev. Im Tomar, Mai Lo Katani Gavi, Tfilas Mincha Kol Yom, Kmo Gav Tfilas Musafim. Why do you use the same Musafim? They both go according to Shkia, according to the Tanakhama. Yesh Lomar, Dizman Musafim, Hu Kol Yom, Afil Mishachars. Shere Karbanos, Yachala Hakriv Miyad Achar Tamid. So all the Karbanos, including Musafim, you could have brought immediately after the Tamid Shachar. Im King, Gan Tfilas Musafim, Yachala Spalo Miyad Minaboker. You could daven right away in the morning. Mash En Kein B'mincha. That's what these do. De Eina Ella, Mishishos Umechza.
Right.
Mincha, you really have to wait till the second half of the day.
So therefore, you couldn't say
Kol Yom. Right, same answer as the Ben Yonah. Lachanan and Parkanda Avodah Zara. La Litzi and Sheet Salusa. De Musafin, Betlash Shai Kamaisa. Reisha Sabiyachid. A person shouldn't have in a Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, Biyachid, in the morning. Because of the din thing, right? Amma Bishai Mosh Hashanah. But you see, if it's not Rosh Hashanah, Yachid is follow. You are allowed to dive in the morning, the first 3 hours. V'afilu hachi, makin tfilas ha-mincha l'tfilas musafim. But even though tfilas musaf has an earlier zman, you should still, I guess, if you get stuck in the same zman, you didn't dive a musaf, you should have a mincha before musaf. Mishum shi tidira b'chol yom, afa pish tfilas musaf kodemus. Even though the zman of musaf comes first, if you end up waiting to have Musaf until there's Zman Mincha, then Tadir tells you to daven Mincha first.
Right. So Taisus holds that when it says Yom Musaf and Kol Yom, that's okay. But you can't say Shel Mincha Kol Yom. Correct?
Right, it's not really the whole deck.
Because you certainly can't say Shel Mincha Kol Yom. What's the problem? It can't be Kol Yom because you can't do Kol Mincha in the morning.
Well, the Mishnah is really dealing with the ending zman of all the tefillos, no?
Yeah, but Kol Yom is mashma the whole day.
Right, that's his answer. But I mean, his question is that the Mishnah is not. When the Mishnah is saying Kol Yom, it's just talking about the ending zman, just like Chatzos and Dal Shaos and Plag and all these things meant the ending zman. That's not the subject of the Mishnah is not the beginning zman. So why can't you use the same lashon for Mincha and Musaf? They both end at the same time, and that's the subject of the Mishnah.
Okay, so what's the answer?
The answer is it's using a lashon that implies a Kol Yom implies even the, you could start even at the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to use a lashon. Yeah, even though it's not the subject of the Mishnah, it doesn't want to use a lashon that implies that you could.
It's not so much of a having in a maskana.
It's not beautiful, but I think it's a pshat.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Almost haven't gone. So then he says that really Kaleon means from the morning too. But if that's the case, so there's a problem. Because Musaf isn't all day in the morning either. Correct?
Right.
So he says, no, really Musaf is Kaleon from the morning. So that really goes from the morning. And that's why he couldn't have mincha. Because mincha doesn't start in the morning. But Musaf starts in the morning. Ayel asked me, it doesn't start in the morning because why? Because you have to have Kodesh Shachris first. So what's his answer? So his answer is, that it's not a halacha in Zman, that they take off a part of the Zman of the early of the morning for Karban Shachas. It's just a halacha that you have to be makriv when you have two of them before you. You have to be makriv coming first. But it's not a halacha in Zman, it's a halacha in Maisa Akrova. And that's why we paskim halacha Maisa. That if you daven Musaf before Shacharis, you yotzes. Because there's no psul in the Zman. It's not a psul in the Zman. There's a time allotted for Karban Shacharis where you can't be makar of Karban Musaf. That's not true. There is no such time. And you can be makar of Karban Musaf right away in the morning. And it'll be kosher. The only thing is, you'd be over the halacha of being magdim, the tamid, to the musaf. So that's a separate halacha in maisa akdama, but it's not halacha in zman. So that's why you're justified in saying that korban musaf is kolayom, and korban mincha you can't say kolayom. Because if you were going by the end of the day, so you should have said kolayom on both. So the answer is, are you going by the beginning of the Yom? If you're going by the beginning of the Yom, so then you can't say, then it answers why you can't say Korban Mincha Kol Yom. But what about Musaf? Why can't I say Korban Musaf Kol Yom if in fact a part of the day is no good in the morning? So the answer is that it's not Halacha of this, it's not Halacha in Zman, it's Halacha in Maisa Kedima in terms of the Maisa Akrova. That's what Taisa said. And Allah Maisa, it's true that if you daven Musaf before Shacharis Yotze, that's what we pass in our way. Okay, hold on one second. Yeah, I think I've been using the same thing. That's Allah and Kedima. Because it's Sayyam Biyamah. Because it's Tadr Vashena Tadr. So that's why Shachar is, that's why Korban Tamid is first. But it's just a loch in Kedima, it's not a loch in Zma. Yeah. Okay.
So, Rebbe?
Yes.
So you're saying, I'm just trying to clarify, so you're saying for the Havamina Maskara, the Havamina held that when the Mishnah says Kol Hayom, it was interpreting that as a Maisa, in terms of Halach and the Maisa Hakrava? And the Maskana is saying Kol Hayom is really about Zman, which only applies to Musaf and is would not apply to Mincha.
That's correct.
Right, because the Mincha originally, if it had been in the Havmina, once it's Chal, Kol Hayom means you have the rest of the day to do it in terms of the Maisa Akrava.
That once it's Chal, you have the rest of the day.
Right, okay.
Okay, let's take the final, jump to the final psak.
Baba Kamaralvin?
Yeah.
Rebbe, in the case where he davened Musa first, would he be lacking a TM of Tamizim and Musafim?
After the Yom Yisrael, you have both.
So we still have both, okay.
So you want me to read the riff there, Abby?
Read the riff.
Okay, so it's in Chav Zayin Amid Aleph in the Gemara. That be riff, it's Yud Ches Amid Beis, I guess. So it says, Tfilas HaMencha Ad HaErev, Rabbi Yud Amar Plag HaMencha. Amar Le Rav Chistel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Hasam K'amar Rav Kahan, Halacha K'Rab Yehuda, Ho V'Tnan B'Bechi Rasa Kavaseh. So the Halacha is really like Rabbi Yud Amar. You want to do the Abba Kamara of it, or that part, Rabbi, or no?
So it's the first line, Shari, start from the Neima'am Tfilas HaMencha Ad HaErev.
Neima'am Tfilas HaMencha Ad HaErev, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the Tanakama. And Rihudomer Ad Plaga Mincha, Sherry Tamasha Ben Abayim, Hayakari Vaholich Ad Plaga Mincha.
What does he mean?
I don't know, does he really mean you can't bring the Talmud itself? Maybe he really holds it. You can't bring the Talmud to Shabbat or buy it after the block.
1 second. I mean, when
were they mocked? When were they mocked according to Yehuda? I assume it was the same time. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think everybody holds you bring it at 9.5 hours. We call Mincha Ketana. The question is just when does it end? So it sounds like the Gemara is saying, question is, did the Mincha end at Shkia? Or did the Mincha end at Plaga Mincha?
An hour and a quarter. That would be what time?
Quarter to five. Yeah, right. Quarter to five, right. Sounds like that's what the Gemara is saying, that Rabbi Yehuda's reason is that that's the end of the Zman for the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim.
Even though you still have a son.
Right.
This is before Shkia.
Right. I mean, if you say that, then that's obviously your view to reason. He just holds that that's the end of the day, and therefore that's obviously the reason why you hold Plaga Mincha, because you can't bring the carbon past Plaga Mincha.
That's correct.
Right. You don't need Tosus' reason of the Ketores, if you say that. Just a much more straightforward reason.
Yeah. So what does Gemara say? David Gemara.
Okay. Should keep reading the Gemara, Abby, or you want me to skip there?
Yeah, skip there.
Okay. So Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Plaga Mincha. Amar Rav Chisda Rav Yitzchak, Hasam K'amar Rav Kahana Lach K'Rav Yehuda, Hovotana B'chirasa Kavase, Hachamai. So what's the Lach over here, right? I guess the Lach by the Shachris goes like a Yehuda, because it says that B'chirasa is what, Idias or something like that?
Yeah.
But what's the Lach over here? So Ishtek, you didn't know, V'lo Amar Lai V'lo Midi, the Asik Nahashtad Loid Marhilchas Lokamar Vilokamar, Manda Vikamar Ovid and Manda Vikamar Ovid. And since basically there's no conclusions, no maskana, how you pass it, like Rabbi Yehuda Chamin by Mincha. When it ends, then whoever goes like either Rabbanan is good, and whoever goes like Rabbi Yehuda is good.
So according to Rabbanan, you get that until when?
Shkia.
Until Shkia. And according to Rabbi Yehuda,
the Plaga Mincha.
So according to Rabban, the cutoff point is Shkia. Before Shkia is Mincha, and after Shkia You can't have nus anymore. It's just marv.
Right.
According to
you, the cutoff is plaga mincha.
So you can't have marv. You can't have marv until plaga mincha. But once you have plaga right. mincha, even though you didn't have shkia, you still could have marv. Correct?
Right.
Okay, so the rabbinian explains it.
Okay. Even though it seems from here that if you want, you can go like Rabbi Yehuda and daven mincha after plag before shkia. The Rabbi Yehuda misham ve'elach in his man tefilas mincha. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, after plag, it's no longer mincha. U'divrei Rabbanan yachlis pal mincha ad erev. And according to Rabbanan, you could have mincha until shkia. Afilo, right? So it seems like there's like an overlap, a little bit of a contradiction. Afili hachi ein lo ladim lasas binyan shiyum min hagosav sosun tezeh. So a person shouldn't do it in a way where his general nihug is a contradiction. If sometimes you'd have a mincha after plag, like the Rabbanan hold, they can go all the way up to shkia. And then if sometimes, other times, I guess, you also daven marv before shkia, after plag, during that time. Nimtzu dvar sosin zedze. So it's come out, you're going to be contradicting yourself. So sometimes you're going to say it's a day when you daven mincha after plag, and sometimes you're going to be saying it's night when you daven marv before shkia. Ella yase kol shah kamo rabbanan. She espal mincha shkia zacham utfilas arvus achakach. Oh, kamer biuda. She espal utfilas mincha olam ad plag mincha bavad if he espal arvus achakach. Chosman shiyirza.
Okay,
she's saying you should always do either like always the Rabbana, daven mincha all the way up to shkia and then marv afterwards, or always do like Rabbi Yehuda, daven mincha only up to plag and then daven marv from plagging on.
Yeah, that's the early Shabbos.
That's the early Shabbos. That's the problem with early Shabbos.
Well, what they do is they do it by plag.
You're right, but he's saying you have to do it always. You have to always be you have to be consistent every single day.
That's correct. Okay, go ahead.
The achsha kiven shemin hagenu lihispal tefilas mincha achar plag kamincha karabanan. Since I guess the minhag in shuls is to daven after mincha after plag, like the rabbanan. Ein lanu lihispal tefilas arvus kodem shkia zechama kerav Yehuda elas kol karabanan. So we shouldn't do it like. We should never do it like Rabbi Yehuda. We daven marv before shkia. Rather, we should just be consistent and holy derabanan always. That always daven marv after shkia.
Okay. All right. So he'd be against the early Shabbos.
Right.
Because the early Shabbos, you're making a cutoff point plaga mincha.
Right.
That means right.
Right.
So you're going to be davening marv, but with a yom gadol. When you still have the son. And then when that's the Tatir Sansri, the general knew. They do like the Chachonim. Correct?
Right.
Okay, so go ahead.
Mihu, b'di'evet, imispal tzios arves b'kavona latzeis, miplaga mincha ve'elech. Yatza, if you do dava mincha, with the intent to be yotze, I'm not sure what that means, supposed to be nedava. With the intent to be yotze, I don't know. Kavana latte is a strange phrase. No?
So, it's a little bit tough what he's saying. First, he's telling you can't do it. And then he tells you if you do it in machavan latte, it's okay. And if you're not mechavan lotzei, it's not okay all the time. And if you're not mechavan lotzei, he just said before you shouldn't do it. So how can he change his mind and say, that b'dieved is good. Right?
Right. I mean, unless you're saying before he was only speaking like achila, you shouldn't be so to yourself.
Yeah, well,
and here he's just saying, but the evidence is still good.
Yeah, I know that. But what's, why should it be that way? Why should it be the evidence? Either it's good or it's no good.
Yeah, but it's also lachil b'diavad. He also would add the addendum of chavin latzeis. That should be relevant.
That seems to be relevant altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's a fine rabbi yana. Lachil b'diavad. So I was thinking about it. So I was thinking maybe it shows like this, that the reason why he should always do kamar or kamar, the reason is because it makes his tefillos consistent. It gives him a consistent shita. So what does that show? Why do I care? So the answer is because tefillah is really avodah l'Hashem. That's the essence of tefillah. Also savodah. So it's really a din avodah. So if his avodah is not consistent, it doesn't mean he's not yosei. Because in each one, he's judged separately, whether he's yosei or not. But the gavra is not consistent in his avodah. So it's a genai for the gavra, and that's why you shouldn't do it for chafila. But b'dieved, he will be yosei, because b'dieved you go by each one, and each one's a suffix. And since there's no psak, so we go the kula, and therefore be yosei. But l'chafila you shouldn't do it, because l'chafila the avodah to Adam should have a beauty to it, should have a consistency. So now, what does it mean by machaven latzeis? I think what it means by machaven latzeis is that he's just concerned, in other words, if he wasn't machaven, if he did it stam, so I would say that he wouldn't be yotze, because I say if he did it stam, maybe it would have a din of tefillas nedava, because he wants to be consistent in his avodah. But if he's machavan lotzeis, it means he doesn't care. He just wants to be here to this shmaaser. He's only concerned about now. So if he's only concerned about this shmaaser, then he's yotze. But if he does it stam, and it's not that he's concerned only about the shmaaser, so then ain hachanami. The fact that there's an inconsistency here, I would say, perhaps he has a din of tefillas nedava, and he has to daven over again. That's the best way to make it. That's what I think he means. When he says mechavan lotzeis, he means that's all he's concerned about. He just wants to be yotze. He's not even care about consistency.
Being minastam would just be considered nedava, because you would assume he's going by his normal position.
Right. And if he's consistent and he doesn't want the avodah to be inconsistent, so he's not machav, he won't be machav and lotzeis. So let's daven again. Because that's an important principle to be consistent in your avodah. Okay.
So what do you mean by consistent? You mean that like there's no internal contradictions, or you mean like consistent where you do the same thing every day?
It means that in his minhagim, he doesn't have minhagim that attached to the shastra.
Right.
What's his lashon? What's his lashon?
Shayu minhagosav, inyan shayu minhagosav sosin zadzat.
There we go. So in other words, that's halacha in the beauty of his seder avoda. That his minhago shouldn't be so strong. That's halacha purely in the gavra. That the gavra shouldn't do that. And avodas Hashem, you should aspire to have your minhagos commensurate. And not after the sasri.
Uh-huh. It's a din of gavra, but it's not din in the tefillah. So the tefillah is good, but the gavra is like lacking because he's sasri himself.
That's right.
You think he would go so far, Rabbi, as to say even in the same day, if you daven mincha and ma'ariv between plag and shkia would be fine?
Because over there, it's a tar to the sasri. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam holds that way, by the way. That's the first Rabbeinu Tam, right?
That even that's good, did you have it?
Yeah, even if it's tar to the sasri. Take a look in the first daf. You take a look.
The first place was
near about 10, about 7 or 8 lines up from the bottom, from the wide spot. And he said, Alkeno Mari.
In Tosis or Beni on Rabbi?
The Rabbi, no, Tosis.
In Tosis on Daf Chavav, Amral?
No, Daf Beis Amral.
Oh, in the Mesech, okay. I'm thinking our parak. Okay, I didn't realize what you meant. Alkina Marie Devada Kriyashma so basic Knesset Iker.
Yeah, hold on, so one second.
You from Veim Tomer Heichanu Mispalim Tfilah Mincha Samach Lechashecha?
Yeah, at least not there, yeah.
It's right near where the Gemara line is. Veim Tomer.
Okay. Veim Tomer Heichanu Mispalim Tfilah Mincha Samach Lechashecha Vafil Acher Plaga Mincha Yishlomar Dekanlan Kerabanan Tomer Zman Tfilah Mincha Ad Erev Vermeer come on, Hashid Lemar Hosolo Kamar Vokamar, David Kamar of it, David Kamar of it. Nicole Malcolm, Kashia, David Kitre Kule, the Sassana Dadi. Shri Meiza Tam, Onimispal and Arvis Miyad, Lacha Plaga Mincha. Reason you could have a Marv immediately after Plag, Mishim the Kaimon, the Shas Mincha, Kalach, the Rabbi Huda. We hold like Rabbi Huda that the Mincha's over at Plag, Umiyad, have his man Arvis. It was Manatil Atma, Lo Kaimalon. But then during the tefillah itself, I guess the mincha itself, we're not holding like Rabbi Yehuda like the Rabbanon.
Okay, Marie,
the Vale Kriyashma Shal Basic Knesset Iker. The Anu Mishemispalin Arvis Vibod Yom. And we are davening Arvis, I guess, before Shkia.
Right.
Lanka tonight, the Gemara, the Amri, Mishasha Kiddush Hayom. Began Mishasha Bnei Adam Nichnas Alehisev Dahinu Sudas Erev Shabbos. V'yaisa Mivod Yom U'miyosa Shah Havizman Tfilas Hash Se Arvis?
Right.
No, Tfilas Shchiva. Zman Shchiva.
Go further.
V'gam Raya the Rav Havim Matzi Shal Shas Be'er Shabbos. T'Rav Adavim Arvis of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos after Plag. Mistama Gamay Kar Kriyashma. Nicholas and Royas Masha the Kriyashma Shal Basic Knesset Iker, even though you're saying it before Shkia. Vahadik Amar Bishami Lamay Koram Basic Knesset. Amar Ben Tam Shir Gil Nikros Kriyashma Kodin Tfilasan. Which under Gil and Lomar Ashray Tfila. It was a Kriyashma in El Amar Betfilm Tachter Retora. Kanir, Mishikar Kriyash, Mamitaso, Shein Lavarech, Begam in Tzarch Lukos, El Pasha Yerushan. He's like talking about Kriyash, man, Arabi.
Yeah, but he said he wants to say that the fellows should go further.
Further in where?
We bring down Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbeinu Tam?
Yeah.
Okay. How he explains Yishalmi?
Yeah.
V'adikam Rabbi Yishalmi lama yikorim basic knesses. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Shayi regil and likros kriyashma kodin filasam. Mosh anu regil and lama asher tchila. V'yosu kriyashma ein el lamad v'tfil mitoch devrei Torah. And he was just in the first half of Tosas, Rabbi, that they're saying Mincha, they're saying Kriyashma before Shkia, and they're being Yartzei, because they're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, but then they're davening Mincha after Pog, like they're Rabbanan, and they're just being Sosa themselves.
That's correct.
That was their Minhag, according to Rabbeinu Tam. No, yeah. So.
According to the Chaim Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. Tad Rabbi, Kriyashma Shabbesa Kan Seker. And Tom Ha'echon of the Korin, Kokach Mabad Yom, Yeshloma,
right, so that's how Rabbi Natan is justifying their reading of the Yotze Kriyashma Mi Bod Yom, because they're holding like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
That's Manfiat Minchad, Plagim Minchad, Ainu Achad, Asar Shas, Pachas, Rabbi Yomiya, Kishiach, Lazman Minchad, Maschas, Man Arvis. And therefore, they're reading Kriyashma in that time, and the Yotze Kriyashma.
Right.
But they daven mincha also after plag.
Right.
They feel after plag mincha sometimes. Yeshloma, the kalan rabbanan. Oh, we're holding the rabbanan. There is man feels mincha there. They really have until shkia. There are mila kaman hashalim merachos lo kamar lo kamar and davi kamar lo gali kamar. But you see, they basically sell themselves. Sometimes they go like Rabbi Yehuda for kriyashma. Sometimes they daven kriyashma after plag, before shkia. And sometimes they do like the rabbanan. They daven mincha way up to shkia. Nikomakam Kashia David Trey Kur, the Sasana Dadi.
Right, Pervan Tam doesn't care about that.
Right.
Correct. Pervan Tam holds even though it's Sasana, you can still do it.
Right.
That's why the Ri has to come in with his answer.
What exactly does the Ri mean when he says Kriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses Iker? He says that twice, it seems. What does that mean?
It means the Kriya Shema goes by Tzvila, according to him. So therefore, the Tzvila is before, if we hold the Tzvila, it could be before Plag, so Kriya Shema could also be before. So that's why Yotze. The question is, how can you do that? You have a Tatva Sasri, because you have my right after that. So he doesn't care about that.
Right, but Rashi said that the Kriyash Malamita is the Iker, no? That's how you really owe it.
That's right. That's how Rashi got out of it. But Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to do that. He wanted to say Kriyash Malamita is basically necessary. So then you're going to find yourself in a type of Sasri. But Rabbeinu Tam apparently does not care. Even though it's a type of Sasri, he's still owes. So the question is, how is that possible?
Is Rabbeinu Tam saying that's his understanding of it, Kamar, of it, Kamar?
That's right. Yeah, he'll even attach the Sasri. That's why a lot of shows rely on that. They don't wait to the cutoff point. They just start davening Marav early, and then they go Mincha early. And they go straight into Marv, even though they're in one time zone. The only one that does it's good is Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the Svara?
So he's not holding like Rabbeinu Yehuda that it's so sir in the din of the Yom, because he's just concerned about this tefillah right now. I have a shita that says I can do mincha after plag, so that's the Rabban. Now I'm at the chi of Marv. Oh, Rabbeinu, I can go switch to Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
It's not good in the Yom.
The Ri disagrees. The Ri holds you can't do it. You can't be, it'll be tied to the Sasri. So what's the machlokes between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam? Thank you.
Is Ovid Kamar Ovid, Ovid Kamar Ovid a Pesach or a Suffolk? Is Ovid Kamar Ovid, Ovid Kamar Ovid a Pesach? Pesach or a Suffolk?
Or a Suffolk.
Okay, so if it's a Pesach, so then you have to decide one or the other. The Gemara is telling you you could choose. In other words, you have to make a Pesach. We can't make a Pesach. We can't tell you what the Pesach is, but you could decide which one you want to have a Pesach for. Well, no, Ovid Kamar Ovid, Ovid Kamar Ovid is a Suffolk, so it's a Suffolk. So either one is, any the way you do either one is going to be okay.
Why? I thought it was a Suffolk.
It's a Suffolk.
It's
not a Pesach, so it's not a Tatis Sasri. It's a Suffolk.
Yeah.
So it's not a Tatis Sasri.
Right. The question is whether you define, whether we, when we say Ovid Kamar Ovid, does it mean that you define the Zman according to when you did it? That defines the Zman. If that's the case, so if you daven Mincha early, so you define the forthcoming Zman as Maariv. And in other words, it'll be a Tati Gisasri. But if you say that it's not a halacha in defining that Zman in particular, it's just a halacha that they were mekel, a yosei. And then each one is individual. So there's no Tati Gisasri. In other words, did they say that the Zman in particular is defined, but you could define it either way you want? Well, they didn't say it defines the Zman. They just said that they were Mekel because it's a Suffolk. So therefore, even though the title is Sasri, but since it's a Suffolk, they're Mekel. So you
If it's a Suffolk, how can you be, aren't you being close to yourself though?
No, because they held that you could be also a Suffolk. All you need is a Suffolk. They weren't Machmer and Tila. They just said, as long as it's a Suffolk, Yosef. So therefore, Mincha is a Suffolk, you say Yosef, and Marv is a Suffolk, Yosef too. But they never said that if you daven Mincha early, you're defining that Zman as the Zman, which is Zman HaMincha, the end of Zman HaMincha.
It's like you're right, Suffolk whether you Yotze Mincha or whether you Yotze Marv, but you're definitely not Yotze both. I mean, you don't look at it that way, you just say each one you Yotze me Suffolk and that's good enough. I mean, you suffer Yotze Yotze Mincha because one sheet, you suffer Yotze Marv.
Yeah, here.
But you definitely not Yotze both of them.
What are you saying, Aaron? You definitely not Yotze what?
You definitely not Yotze both, Mincha and Marv. It's one or the other.
With one tefillah, of course not.
Right. But I thought, so you're just saying maybe that each one has a kiyum because all you need is a suffix, and that's enough to be Yotze?
That's what I want to say.
You don't need it. Right.
All you need is Suffolk.
Well, what you're saying, Rabbi, it sounds like what the first Rabbeinu Yonah did, says in Perek Revi, that according to Rabbanan, Boker Mikri, they're saying it's a din and giving a chelo shame to the Zman, whereas Rabbi Yehuda doesn't talk about that. He just says Sveirelei. It sounds like that split is already being echoed in that first Rabbeinu Yonah.
First Rabbeinu Yonah, which one?
The one we did today, where the first one in Tefillas HaShachar, the Rabbeinu Yonah, where he says, "Went to the Rabbanan, Dadayin Boker Mikri." So he's saying that's where he can go until Chatzos. But when he gives Rabbeinu Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he doesn't say because of the shame yom. He just says Sverilei. The Tavish HaShachar ain't a Kavela Ad Abba Shos. He's not talking about whether it gives his Zman, it's Kavaya the Zman or not. He doesn't talk about Boker or Tzacharayim. That's Rabbeinu Yonah, that's Rabbi Hud, the Rabbanan.
Let's about Sigas and Ma. Let me go over.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Can you just go over the point about in the Rabbinic Yonah about Makavin, what that does? I didn't completely get that.
Which point?
In the Rabbinic Yonah, when he says, as long as you're Makavin, it's okay.
Oh, he means if you're Makavin to be Yotze, you don't care about your general and others.
You don't care about the Seder?
You don't care about being consistent with you and Hogan.
Uh-huh.
You're just concerned about being Yosef this Tshuva. And you're having Machavan to be Yosef this Tshuva. And you're not concerned about your general need.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, good.
Rebbe?
Arne.
Okay, yes.
Rebbe?
Yes.
You did make the point, though, that if you did it stam, it might be considered a nedava. So is it possible that's what he means? Like Machavan Latseis, that it's not the Taurus nedava? That's a little more halachic?
That's correct. You can say that too.
Okay.
Because why is he thinking of Dava? Because there's a thing of being consistent. So if he did it stam, you might say he just wanted to go to the Shein Dava. Because he's always consistent. But that's why he says he's Machavan Lotzes. And Bidafka is not being consistent. He's not being concerned about his general need. I guess, okay, right. All right, so let's take the first places in tomorrow.
Okay, Ira, just one thing, the Rush comments on that, Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah, what did he say?
You know, South, he just, like, asked a question. That's, like, a stira, right?
He says,
he just says, V'yesh lomar de l'inyin tefila hikilu.
Yeah,
he says, that's the answer. Yeah, he says, hekilu, velon hirali. It doesn't sound like he likes it or something like that.
But Rabbeinu Tam even the same day.
Yeah, right. And somehow it's a kula because it's tefillah, there's a kula. I mean, he doesn't really elaborate, but he just says that.
Yeah, that's so we'll work on it until tomorrow.
Rabbi, the first Tosfos on the Masechta, you mean, right?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Good. Thank you.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Okay.